This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Hello, and thank you for joining me today. I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and today is a Conversations with Carol show. And what that means is really no specific topic. I am going to talk about this energy that we're certainly experiencing right now in this 2013 phenomena of finding ourselves. I'm going to be sharing that, but really no specific topic at all. I'm just going to be taking your calls and answering your questions and sharing my medical intuitive skills with you. So if you have a question for me about your health or about anything else that's of interest to you, I invite you to call me at 877-230-3062. That number is good in the U.S. and Canada. Also, international callers, just dial your international calling code and then 877-230-3062. I'd also like to invite you to my free Your Health webinar that's going to be taking place tomorrow evening, February 28th at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The topic is on hair loss, and this is a topic that I received many emails from my listeners and database participants that were just experiencing hair loss, and there's many, many different reasons for it. I'm going to be talking about that. I'm going to even be talking about the difference between hair loss and balding. There really is a difference, even though the ultimate result is our hair is falling out. I'm going to be also looking at some of the psychological contributors behind losing hair. For example, a lot of people who are type A personality or who have a temperament that are considered to be hotheads, or they even see themselves as hothead metaphorically. In my world as a medical intuitive, that can be a propensity or a precursor to losing their hair. So I'm going to be sharing some metaphors around hair loss, some of the emotions that I found in the psychological patterns that I personally found as a medical intuitive around hair loss, and then also digging deep, as I always do in these webinars, is digging deep for research that can connect dots differently than maybe some of the current information or information that we know about hair loss. I'm going to be also discussing how hair loss in women is much more complex, not only to diagnose or treat, but to really work with as females losing our hair, because it usually means that there's a combination of issues that are going on. It may be thyroid. It may be the combination of thyroid and hormones. It may be the combination of, believe it or not, diabetes, thyroid and hormones. So when it comes to the female hair loss, then it, again, is a little more difficult. We have to really look at it from a variety of perspectives. We have to also look at the impact that emotional stress and also stress has on the female body and the way that our bodies work and so forth. So I'm going to be looking at that. And then also, as always, I share in the webinars, what does hair loss look like in the energy body? I also map the origin site in the chakra systems for any of my chakra balancing workers that are out there, or Reiki masters, or anyone who deals with the subtle energy part of the body. I'll actually map hair loss, origin site, primary, secondary, symptom site around the contributors behind hair loss, and then also bringing in my background in personality behavioral psychology, personalities that tend to be more prone to hair loss than other personalities. So again, I try to offer a comprehensive, a bigger picture, a holistic picture of what's going on around hair loss. And then I also share some of the conventional treatments, and then also some alternative treatments that can not only reverse hair loss, and that's a new approach that we're taking. It used to be that what we were looking at is we wanted to slow the process down or prevent the process from starting altogether. But now we're actually finding that there are alternative therapies, and then also conventional treatments besides just hair transplant replacement, that is going to very effectively can turn hair loss around. And there's actually a specific type of hair loss that's associated with the immune system. also associated with thyroid and immune system that can cause people to lose their hair, men and women, very, very suddenly and rapidly. But the interesting part about that particular type of hair loss is the hair actually will grow back. This is a free webinar, so if you'd like to read more about it and also want to register for it, it is free when you listen live. And you can just go to my website, www.ritberger, R-I-T-B-E-R-G-E-R. Click on the hair loss little icon in the center of the home page in the green bar. And again, that's February 28th, tomorrow evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, one of the things I always like to do is I always like to start the conversations with Carol Show, a little bit of brief energy update and sharing how this energy shifts and attunements and all the things that we're feeling really affect us physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And one of the things is that we entered into the 2013 phenomena of the energy, as this is the year of the soul, meaning that we're being asked to really look at ourselves, look at our lives, look at our relationships, look at our experiences from a different perspective, and that perspective is from the perspective of the soul. When we're able to do that, we lose a lot of the emotional connection we have with those experiences, and as a result, we can see the experiences in a different way, possibly in a way that the experience is saying to us, maybe it's time for us to set those healthy boundaries. So the soul doesn't attach the emotion to the experience, and as a result, we're able to see it clearly. And it allows us to not get so distracted by the emotions that can cause us to repeat old patterns of behavior, to feel the same old emotional hurts that we do. So the energy right now is really very emotionally tense, and it's actually causing the second chakra to be extremely active. Now, that second chakra is what I call the human emotion chakra, and it's where we hold our emotions, the emotional memory, the charges around our relationships with other people, those old emotional hurts, also positive aspects of the emotions. But when we're in this intensity that we are around energy right now and being asked to see ourselves differently, our relationships differently, a lot of the emotions that we're experiencing are very strongly negatively charged. So what the second chakra does in the energy right now is it's activating that chakra, and it's asking us to experience those emotions and to experience those emotional hurts and those old emotional patterns in regards to our relationships with other people, not our relationship with ourselves. That's the ultimate benefit from doing this work, but really our relationships with other people. And again, it's uncomfortable. I'm the first one to, you know, acknowledge that, because I'm in the same place as everyone else. And when these old emotional hurts and my feelings get hurt come up, I really just want to basically either get busy, get in my head, I want to avoid it, sweep it under the rug, I just don't want to deal with it right now, whatever it may be. And that's okay. What I've learned is that's okay, but it will continue to recycle. And so as it recycles, I have an option, as we all do in free will, to basically step back, look at the situation different, and then ask myself, what do I want to do? Do I want to hang on to these old emotions and these emotional patterns and these hurts that are associated with it? Or is it time for me to deal with it in a way that is positive and healthy and moves me forward on my spiritual journey? So that second chakra is really what I call a psychological quagmire of a lot of emotion, strongly charged emotions that we have there. One of the things that I'm experiencing now and what I'm learning from the readings and really watching people and the energy of the 2013 as we enter deeply into it is that relationships may feel like they're moving backwards than progressing forward. Again, this part of this purpose is so we can go revisit those old past hurts, those old emotional conversations that we've had, and to really look at the emotional aspect of our relationships that we've maybe swept under the rug, but they're really eating at us, and we may not be consciously aware of it, but they are really eating at us. They're irritating us. And one of the things is a medical intuitive. I find that the metaphor of having something eat at us means that we're really very unhappy with ourselves, we're irritated, and that can ultimately lead to digestive issues, and specifically, It's describing an overgrowth of candida, or the potential for the overgrowth of candida. What you might find is that in this time right now, you're going to find yourself really profoundly sensitive. I know profoundly is a big word, but what it means is if you're intuitive, you're going to be even more intuitive. If you're empathic, you're going to be profoundly empathic. You're going to feel things that maybe the conscious mind, it's happening under that kind of that lower threshold below the consciousness, you're going to experience really heightened sensitivity, so you'll be able to really see what's going on. Now, the other side of that is that you might find yourself in situations in your relationships where you're finding your feelings get very deeply hurt. You might feel depressed. You might feel like you're lacking direction. I'm finding this a lot in the readings that I've been doing. You might find yourself impatient. You might find yourself even asking, why am I even bothering being in this relationship or doing anything in this relationship? I mean, it's kind of like talking to the hand. Nothing seems to ever happen. So this why bother is coming up. And then also you may find yourself having these emotions that are welling up out of nowhere, kind of grabbing your attention, and then finding yourself sobbing or angry or strong emotions that are coming up and having these emotional little breakdowns that are occurring right now. Now, one of the things, the gift of that, and I know that's the truth, while we're in the kind of the process itself, I know that it doesn't feel like that, but one of the gifts that I've found of that is that it's a wonderful way for us to be able to clear these old emotional hurts. It's like they're bubbling to the surface and our soul saying, oh, well, here's something that may be, you know, creating an identity crisis or keeping you from finding your real core values or who you are. So let's just bring that to the surface, the light of the day. What do we want to do with that? Again, you always have free will. But one of the things that I have found with a lot of the people that I've been reading in this last month is it's a time of identity crisis. And part of the purpose of the energy of 2013 moving us into that enlightenment, meaning going within to find our own inner light, meaning action and taking action on that, means that we have to really go in and allow these emotions to come forward and to really recognize how we may have lost ourselves in the process of trying to find ourselves. Great value in that. But again, when you're in that process, it may not feel like it. So what we've been doing over the course of our evolution is that we've been very subtly moving away from who we really are or who we think we should be. So it's the energy of 2013 that's asking us to stop pretending to be someone else who we are, just so we can fit in, so we can feel like we're accepted, or even to compromise who we are to be loved. Actually, the energy of 2013 is changing us into who we really are. We just have to be willing to be open and receptive and committing to do the work. It's forcing us to reclaim the person that we are that we've actually lost within our relationships in this lifetime. And one of the things that I have found, especially in the last 6 weeks to 2 months, is a lot of the identity issues that people are dealing with and the emotional issues, I'm finding a lot of past life information associated with the experiences in this lifetime. One of the things to remember with past lives is that it's just information. We don't bring in the emotional charges of past lives into our current lifetime. But what we do when we experience situations that after looking at them, we can't make any sense of them. We can't explain why we're having this deep fear or we're emoting the way that we are. Then a lot of times it may be past life memory coming forward, not for saying to you, oh, bad you didn't deal with this in another lifetime. But what it's saying is, look it, you've dealt with this before. How do you want to deal with it now? So a lot of value, but again, can be very, very confusing time. 2013 and its emotional energy is placing a great deal of emphasis on our relationships, and it's definitely putting stress on relationships that don't have a solid foundation. And as a result, a lot of the relationships without that strong foundation are actually falling apart. I know I've certainly experienced this in my own life in the last 3 weeks, where I have friends and family that have what appeared to be very sound relationships based on a good solid foundation of understanding each person and allowing that person forward in the relationship suddenly have collapsed. And it's leaving a lot of us, honestly, and me even myself at the very beginning asking us what is going on. The interesting dichotomy of relationships is that they actually are our greatest hurts and provide that, but they're also our greatest teachers when it comes to finding and understanding who we are. Yet again, in that process, it can be a painful process. And the 2013 energy, and as we move forward into this new state and consciousness, this enlightenment consciousness, is for us to start to recognize that suffering is a self-inflicted human ailment and isn't something that our soul is engaged in, understands, and if we can step outside of it, we can start to minimize and even eliminate the suffering of our that we experience in our life. If we were to peel back the layers of a relationship and seek to understand their true purpose, what we would find is that relationships teach us about love, and they teach us about the importance of commitment. It's really so easy, especially in these times right now, to walk away from relationships, and it's very hard to stay in them. And as we're being asked to look at our relationships, it's not said with judgment. Sometimes they just need to go away. Sometimes our identity has gotten so lost and we recognize we don't even share the same core values or family values. And in that particular case, we can work and work and work and they don't work. But if there's something that's irritating and creating emotional charge, then maybe it's worth putting a little bit of commitment into the relationship to see if we can actually make those relationships work. When we find ourselves in these emotionally charged situations, especially in relationships, the best thing that we can do is to take a deep breath, because we have a little short window where we're extremely reactive, emotionally reactive. Take a deep breath, step back, allow yourself to feel what you're feeling. No matter how strong that emotion is, allow it to come forward, because if we don't allow it to do that, then we don't really get a whole picture of what's going on. And then observe the situation through the eyes of our soul. And what that means is that step back and observe it merely as an opportunity for us to speak up if we need to, or to say to someone, you know, that really hurt my feelings, and it hurt my feelings differently, deeply, and I don't know how to respond or react to you at this point in time, and encourage conversation. And then also, if you need to set those healthy boundaries, then it's a perfect time for you to be able to do this. And those setting those boundaries isn't that you're, you know, giving ultimatums. It's just saying, you know, this isn't acceptable that you hurt my feelings the way that you did. And then also, this opportunity is to let go of those old emotional reactions and then change the way that you interact with a person. And again, the gift of relationships is so we can learn to accept ourselves, love who we are, love in general, and then commit, and in this particular case, commit to who we really are. So a very emotionally volatile time, not necessarily an easy time. There can be time of suffering. There can also be time of great pleasure, great joy, tremendous personal satisfaction, but it does require us to do the work, and it requires us to commit to who we really are and to create the identity and recall and reclaim that identity of who we are versus the identity that gets lost in so many of our relationships and our interactions with others. So that's a little bit of a sneak preview of what's going on. And if any of you are feeling that, I always like to share that. So maybe you just don't feel like the Lone Ranger in this world where you're all alone having to do this alone. We're all doing it. We're doing it to different degrees. We're doing it with the magnitude of different emotions and the charges behind them. But every single human that is gracing this earth, when they walk through that portal of change that occurred on December 21st, 2012, all of us are in the same place, just maybe differing degrees. So a little bit on that. I'm going to talk a little bit more into the next segment, but let's just go right into these calls, because my lines are awful. I love it. So hi, Sindhu. How are you, honey?
Hi, Carol. How are you?
I'm good. So do we have good news, huh?
Oh, yes, I do. I just gave birth to a beautiful baby girl on February 6th, and she's exactly 3 weeks old now. Just wanted to thank you and share this information with you.
You are most welcome. Oh, my gosh. I can feel her energy. Oh, my gosh. She's like a mini mama. So you'll be able to really, really connect. Your husband's going to go, oh, my gosh, I've got two girls in the family now I need to deal with. But that's okay. He'll grow into it.
Yeah, that's the problem, I guess. Yeah, it's too much for both of us, too. I just wanted to thank you. You know, you were there when she was conceived with a lot of positive energy and, thoughts. And finally, she's arrived here. And but it's too much overwhelming, though. You know, once the baby is born, it's like I don't know what to do now.
I'll tell you a secret, sweetie. Every one of us as women look at that child trying to figure, we go, what have I done? What is this? Where do we go from here? So yeah. I certainly understand that. But I'm going to tell you, I can see the eyes of that child. And one of the beautiful things about her are her eyes. And, honey, when she looks at you and I can feel her inside of me, she looks for love. She connects at the heart. I mean, oh, my gosh, what a beautiful ride this is going to be for you, your family, and for all of us that grace this earth. What a beautiful, beautiful crystal. So thank you for sharing that. I've been kind of going in. I need to say this very honestly. I mean, once we connect, I kind of own you to some degrees. And I'd go in, I go, hello, little one, are you here yet? And it's like, this was the end of January. It's like, nope, not quite ready yet. Carol's like, okay. Well, yeah. Great, great love to you, sweetie. And, you know, it will all work out. And oh my gosh, what a glorious time.
Oh, thank you, thank you, Carol. And my one thing I just wanted to ask you, do you see us going to our home country soon? Because I feel so alone here. Probably the 2013, the energy shift you were talking about and the postpartum thing of after the baby is born. So it's all affecting me so much that I feel so alone here. So do you see us permanently moving to our home country anytime soon? And what do we have to do, you know, in order to get that going?
Well, you know, sweet, I need to just, as I'm reading you right now, I don't see you permanently at this point in time going there. You will go there. My sense is it'll be the connecting with family that you're looking for. I think it's a progression.
Okay.
It'll be the connection with the family you're looking for. You're going to go and see your country very differently. You're going to probably see a lot of beauty, but you're also going to see a lot of the distress that's going on. It's going to bring forward in you, honey, a wonderful desire that it's been there for a long time to be of service, to be an advocate, to be a champion for those who aren't as fortunate. So it's going to be a different kind of trip. And based on that trip and what you find, and your husband's going to be deeply touched by the potential within your country and how can you bring that potential forward. And what you come home with is what is going to set in place whether you go back permanently, when you go back permanently, and how you're going to play a role in the development and the consciousness of your country and bringing back that old, old, exquisite tradition that is so important. That's the foundation of your culture, the core values. So I see it as a big move, but it feels like it's going to start and kind of do baby steps.
Okay.
So, you know, yes, you're going to go, whether you're going to go permanently at this time, honestly, I think it's something, I know you said that you want it, but I think that when you do go back, and I do believe that you will, I just don't know when, your reason for going back is going to be so different, honey, than what it is right now and just feeling alone. I think it's going to go to be an integral part of the restoring, the revitalization, the reconnecting of the culture, the importance of family, the importance that you're a global community within the community. I mean, there's big, big stuff for you and your husband in this, sweetie. And, you know, I'm not a fortune teller by any means, but oh my gosh, you feel so complete now that your daughter's here that I think you're going to literally see life through a completely different set of eyes.
Okay.
So don't know what's
good enough. Yeah.
Yep, it's good, good, good. All right, well, enjoy, and, you know, every so often I'm just going to kind of energetically knock on your door and go, hi, how are we doing?
Sure.
And you're going to knock on mine and go, oh, my gosh, Carol, how am I doing?
Sure, I definitely will.
You are welcome, honey. All right, light and love to you, and thanks for the great news.
Okay, thank you, Carol.
You are welcome. Okay, let's do Audra. Hi, sweetie.
Hi.
How can I help you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I had a question about an unhealing wound that I have on my lower leg that's been going on for about 3 months now.
Okay. I'm going to have to ask some questions with it.
Sure.
In this particular thing, have you actually started working with a doctor?
We did visit, and I had gotten different. Somebody thought it was an infected spider bite, and then I went to a dermatologist, and she said that we did the bacterial and fungal, and both of them came back negative. And it started out as like a weeping wound, and now it almost looks like eczema, but we're not quite sure.
Okay. Okay, so eczema is closest to everything. It really doesn't, I'm looking for spider. I'm looking for spider all over everywhere. The inflammation that's associated with the wound itself does not feel or energetically appear to me that it's the type of inflammation that is created by a bite. Whether that would be a spider bite, a tick bite, it could be a mite bite. I'm not picking up that type of inflammation. What I am picking up in the information, the energetic information, is it's an inflammatory reaction that is something that's happening inside, underneath the skin, that is forcing this infection, this inflammatory reaction to come to the surface. One of the things that came in is that it feels like the circulation around it and even a couple of inches above it and then also below it, the circulation feels like it's somehow compromised. Do you massage that area? Do you have water retention that you deal with?
I don't have water retention, but I do in the wintertime. My hands and my feet are colder than usual, and we're in Iowa, so it's very cold temperatures right now. And I did start kind of massaging it, my leg, just to try and get some circulation going to see if maybe that would help with the blood flow.
Right. You will find that the improvement of the circulation in that area will help in the healing. You might even want to do some castor oil packs around it. I'm picking up, especially above it, just about an inch above it, I've got a lot of toxin buildup in the lymph system. I think that's part of the circulatory thing. So you might want to do some castor oil pack. Edgar Casey did that for pulling the toxin out of the lymph system through the pores of the skin. That may help as well. I can pick up that on the lower part of the wound itself, not the upper part, but the lower part. Let's see if I'm looking at it. Anterior, meaning that I'm looking straight at it. It would be on the left side, lower side. I'm actually getting some healing that's going on there.
That is
correct,
yeah.
So what you're doing is you're getting progress on it. The other thing is that you might want to go in and look at doing, I'm going to use liver cleanse, but I'm not going to really use it, so excuse me for the riddle. It feels important to me is we need to alkalize your body. We need to do a liver cleanse. And what that looks like to me is that if you would put some kale, some spinach, some broccoli, some beets, some parsnips, some carrots. I'm going through and feeling kind of the, energy of it. I got bok choy for some reason. Put some thyme. Excuse me, some thyme in it, fresh thyme if you can get it at the store. I also would like to have you get some fresh basil if possible and put in it. And what you want to do is you want to get distilled water, something that's been purified or purified water, not using an aluminum pan. Put all of those vegetables, all those herbs in it. Then take those vegetables and herbs out, just cook it until they get soft. And then what you might want to do is to drink a little bit of that twice a day, not a full cup. You could maybe do, I don't know, 3 or 4 ounces, it feels like, twice a day. It may cause a flushing, sweetie, but it feels like we need to go in and get that waste management plant, your liver. getting rid of some of the toxin, this inflammation that could be the process of what's happening. And it just feels like it would just be a real good liver cleanse. It would cleanse the vascular system, the lymphatic system, the blood itself. I'm not picking up really a bacteria. I'm picking up more of a fungus. That would have to do with maybe candida. That probably is why I went the direction I did. So you might try some of those things, sweetie. This will heal. It doesn't feel like it's a venous insufficiency, so it doesn't feel like we have any kind of deep vein thrombosis or venous insufficiency. It does have some of the energetics of eczema, but I'm not getting clearly that that's what it is either. So you might want to just try some of those things, sweetie, and see if that improves it.
Okay, yes. That resonates with me, too, with the vegetables and freshness and whatnot. It sounds like it's definitely up the alley. Of course, being of the mind, my personality, you get in the mindset, and then I just go instantly to skin cancer or something to the ultimate where...
Well, yes. Yes, and you know what? And that's a natural process to go through. So especially when you have something that doesn't heal, something that can't be identified by doctors looking for something else, what I'm going to tell you is this is not a melanoma.
Okay.
What this is we've got something inside that feels to me like it's a fungal. I can keep going back to candida, that is creating this part of your body. It's actually the skin in this part of your leg is actually thinner than other parts of your leg, and it just happens to be the area where it's easiest for your body to kind of push it to the surface and say, you know what, we need to deal with this. We need to deal with it inside, and we need to be able to clean it out outside.
Yeah.
And that's what it feels like to me. It does not feel like a skin ulcer. That's another thing I want to say, because if it doesn't clear up, that's the next natural logical place to go other than cancer is a skin ulcer. It doesn't really feel that way to me, honey.
Okay.
It isn't psoriasis where it's got the dryness and flakiness, but it does have that pussiness. It's not shingles. I mean, your body just keeps coming in, and your body's saying, okay, tell her brain it's not this, it's not this, it's not this. So we can just say, okay, let's go in, clean it out, clean it from the inside, and then let's make this go away. And I would continue the circulation. And then also you might even want to look at doing some kind of a compression hose for a short period of time, taking it off, wearing it for an hour, taking it off or something, just to keep that circulation going.
Okay.
So, very good. Thank you so much for calling me.
Thank you very much for your help. I appreciate it.
You are so welcome. Okay, what I'd like to do is I'd like to take a quick commercial break. I'm going to be coming right back and taking your calls. It is a Conversations with Carol's show, and then also just a little bit more on the energy. Stay tuned.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing. What color is your personality? Red, orange, yellow, or green? Now at Reitberger.com, Dr. Carol Reitberger, an international leader in the field of personality psychology, brings you everything you need to know about your personality. With Carol's innovative insights and personality assessment, you can finally live the life you desire, create more satisfying relationships, enjoy better health, and much more. So act now. Discover your personality color and find out about the personality colors of the people in your life, all at Reitberger.com. What you learn will change your life forever.
Welcome back. And if you're just joining me, it is a Conversations with Carol show. And what that means is that the whole show is really dedicated to taking your calls. So if you have any question for me about your health or about any topic you'd like to discuss, I invite you to call me at 877-230-3062. Of course, international callers, dial your international calling code, and then 877-230-3062. I also want to let you know that I am going to be starting on March 6th, and it's going to be running every consecutive Wednesday in March of 2013, a four-lesson online course called The Light of the Body. This is my signature course. It's kind of how I started, really, all of my teaching people about energy, sharing as a medical intuitive how I see energy, talking about chakras, talking about the dynamics of personality and the whole scheme of the light of the body. What does the light of the body mean? What does it involve? What does it entail? And then also how to use it as a diagnostic tool for yourself. And then if you're inclined to want to connect with that energy and that light of the body to be able to share information with other people. That light of the body is that invisible field of living consciousness that allows us to connect when we're maybe worlds apart or across the country or in another state or another city. And it's just rich with biological and biographical information. So I'm offering this four-lesson online course beginning on Wednesday, March 6th at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it's going to run for four consecutive Wednesdays in the month of March. And I'm going to be closing down the registration for it on March 5th. And what that means is that even if you can't attend, you might want to purchase the online class. It's $79. It's going to go up to $99 after I begin the series. But what that means is, even if you can't attend, every week I'm going to be talking about a specific part of the light of the body. You will automatically, a few days following the particular webinar, that course, you will receive an audio download of that course. There's also a workbook and an information book for you to be able to follow along and to get some insight and read either prior to or after each course. And then what I'll do on the last week is I will again pull it together from a diagnostics tool and pull it together from what can you do with this type of information. So again, if you're interested in finding out more, go to my website, www.ritberger.com. Just click on the slide on the moving banner on the home page that is the light of the body. And again, remember that the cost up to March 5th is $79 for all four classes, workbooks included. And then I'm going to, if you sign up, I'm also following at the completion of the entire teleclass, you will be invited to spend an hour with me on a teleconference where we can just chat, ask questions, and to share information with each other. So again, it's a wonderful opportunity. It will be available for download after the event is completely done. I will not be taping or recording the question and answer time, but the program and the workbooks and stuff will be available following the completion of the light of the body class. The course cost will be $99. And the gift of this is that you can listen to these webinars any time of the day. I have a lot of people from around the world that follows my work. So any time of the day, anytime you want, as much as you want of Carol, whether it's 5 minutes, an hour, whatever it may be. So again, please do go to my website and explore the light of the body at www.ritberger.com. And when you're there, if you happen to go there today, you might also want to sign up for my free Your Health webinar on hair loss that's going to be happening on February 28th at 5 p.m. as well. All right, so just a very brief snippet, because I do want to take these other calls, another brief snippet on the energy of 2013. And because this energy is so emotionally charged, and the focus of it is for us to go within to reconnect with ourselves and to be able to surface who we really are and bring that aspect of ourselves into the expression within our relationships and into the outer world, what we're being asked to do as we're going inward is, and the purpose of relationships is to help us reconnect with our core values, and then also the family values that we have. And what we're going to do is we're going to find that we do have core values that are very near and dear to our heart. And we're also going to recognize that when we compromise those core values, then we are going to experience compromise in the energy field and ultimately compromise that could surface as aches and pains in the body, confusion in the mind, and just a general sense of feeling energetically drained. So part of the purpose of the 2013 that we're in right now in the energy is that we're going to find ourselves recognizing that people don't necessarily share those same values that we do, and that those values can not be the same even within our family, with our children, with our parents, but we're going to recognize that they're different than we are in their core values, but we're also going to recognize that we just can no longer compromise those core values. And it isn't so much in that place of drawing the line in the sand, saying, okay, you accept my core values and you change yours to accept them. That's not what we're talking about. It's just recognizing you have core values, they have core values, and then recognizing that when we compromise on either side of the fence of those core values, then what we're going to do is we're going to experience compromise in a lot of ways. What we're going to find in this energy of 2013 and this emotional volatility is that our tolerance is going to increase as we realize that we have different core values. Now, that tolerance increase is going to be toward ourselves and also with other people, and we're going to find that we're going to interact with ourselves differently. We're going to interact with other people differently, and we're going to find ourselves not allowing ourselves to be in a compromised position, nor will we be as judgmental of the people who share different values. We still won't embrace those values, or we may embrace a part of them, but we're not going to compromise who we are. We're just going to simply allow them to be who they are, and we're going to become who we are. And in the process, we do have the opportunity, if there is a strong foundation, for those relationships to take on a new life and to develop in a different way, and in a way that they can help be an instrumental part of us learning to accept who we are, showing ourselves the same patience, tolerance, and compassion that we're conditioned and we're trained and taught, and whatever term I want to use to share with other people, we'll find it easier to forgive ourselves and not hold ourselves so much hostage to everything that's been bad that's happened in our life, and seeing that all this badness that has happened, I don't even know if that's a word, but this trauma that has happened is that, you know, it is not always us, but it is a part of the process of us finding us. And so we're going to learn to forgive ourselves and say, you know what, this is the best I did at the time. Maybe it wasn't the best as I look back, but you know what, at the time that it worked, and I need to let this go. And when we do that, we're going to be able to let go of the self-judgments and the belief that somehow we're inadequate, we're less than, we're not good enough, we're not lovable, and we're going to be able to change behavior back to natural behavior versus that unnatural behavior that we experience when we try to be someone other than who we are. And what we're going to also be able to do is we're going to start focusing on what we desire rather than dwelling on what we don't want to have happen. So the energy of 13 is this month of February is ending and March is beginning. April, May, we should start seeing some differences in perspective. We're going to find ourselves looking at ourselves differently starting in the early months of summer, June, July, August, as we enter into the fall. We're going to see ourselves differently and other people differently. So as we're in this tumultuous time right now, it's kind of like my guide said to me, you know, Carol, this is a good time for personal growth, but sometimes it requires that we sit down, buckle up, hang on, and let ourselves emote whatever we're feeling inside. So I said to him, well, then what you're saying is that while the ride may be twists and turns and ups and downs and everything else, it's still a ride. It still can be fun. There can still be personal satisfaction if we remember to buckle up, take care of ourselves, and not find ourselves flailing in the chair as we're going around these turns, dropping into those dips and wondering, what the heck have I just done? So, interesting energy. Let me jump in, and I want to finish up the show by taking calls. Hi, Kim from California. How are you, sweetie?
Doing well, thanks, Carol. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. How can I help you, hon?
Well, first of all, as you're talking about the energy right now, I'm taking copious notes because it's so true. Everything you're saying is just amazingly true for me right now, so I will be going back and listening again because I know I probably missed some of it. So I called, I know we only have a few minutes, so I called initially because I'm having some trouble sleeping. I'm a little perimenopausal here, and also job. I need to be looking for a job, and I'm in a transition in my life and finding a job. But now I'm wondering if I should just talk about the energy stuff and the relationship
issues. You know, well, let's go in and let's kind of go back. Excuse me for my personality of splitting hairs. That's one of the good side, bad sides of who I am and personality. The one thing, sweetie, is what you're looking for is a career. You're not looking
right.
for a job. So excuse me for splitting hairs on that. But a job has a lot of compromise. A career means that we're moving toward something. What that'll do is it's going to, if you're looking for a career, it's going to change the dynamics of your relationship with you. And then what it's going to do is going to change the dynamics of the relationship that you're in. Because quite frankly, the person that you're in a relationship with just wants you to get a job.
You are 1,000% all of that. And as I think about it, as I've been looking for, quote unquote, a job or a career, because I intuitively know I need a career, not a job. So
yep.
I feel like I'm sitting and spinning because at this point in my life, I don't want a job. I want a career.
Absolutely.
And he's saying you need a job.
Exactly. And what you're saying is, in this whole energy where all of us are, is we're seeking personal satisfaction. We're looking for those places where we can put our energy, focus our attention, commit to, that we're going to get those warm fuzzies in our heart that are going to make us feel good when we're doing what we love. It's within our natural talents, and we're helping other people. The energy of 2013 is so charged with service and so not charged with being a servant that when you're spinning, and honestly, I'm going to support the spinning. I know he won't, but the spinning is that in this process, Kim, you're getting rid of a lot of this old minutia, this old compromise, this old stuff, and the spinning's slowing down, honey. I can feel it. So if you had all the time and all the money in the world, and you didn't have to worry about either, what would your heart tell you to do, sweetie?
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm an avid knitter. I love to knit, and I would love to teach. I'm actually a credentialed teacher, but I really, at this point, my kids are grown and off to college. I don't really feel a desire to go back and teach elementary school, but I would love to take those skills and that knowledge and experience that I have in that realm and put it in this other realm, which is so creative. And I would love to design and teach and write.
Okay. And so there you go.
Does that feel right for you? I mean, when you're looking at me, I'm thinking about it, but I have some doubts.
Absolutely. And so what I want to do is I want to take that teacher because it's multiple levels. Where are you from, sweet?
Actually near you. I'm in Roseville.
That's what I thought. I don't know. Well, I didn't know where it was. I'm not really that good, but I knew you were close to me. Are you familiar with the mustard seed school, honey?
No.
Okay. I encourage you to go and look up Mustard Seed School. It is a school for homeless children. They are in need of people who will teach life skills to children, who has creativity. That may be, as you're exploring that may open the doors of taking your knitting, your skill and teaching to some place where it would do tremendous good. It would give these children purpose. It would help them, you know, help their families and do the things. And every child has a desire to do good things for their family and to be able to help them. You may want to look at that. You may also want to look at, you know, in some of the different Eschaton, some of the different senior livings, some of the places, Carlton Senior Living, Hank Fisher Senior Living, since you're in our area, all of those places are looking for people who can teach skills to people because busy hands are happy minds, whether we're children, we're middle age, or we're, you know, in our golden years, as they call it. Those places also have honorariums. They have stipends for doing that. People get paid for teaching that. Wouldn't that be a perfect match to be able to do that?
Absolutely. Yes.
So something to think about, because what your husband wants is money. That's it, hon.
Yes, because he's so burned out. He's just desperate to finish his track and retire.
Absolutely. Well, what he wants is he's just asking for some help. So, excuse me for stopping you, sweet. But one of the things that I'm picking up is that have you had a conversation about how much he thinks you should do financially to help him?
We've talked about part-time work.
Okay, there you go. So it's not like even in this process he's saying, oh, my gosh, get me out of here. I've got to do, you know, you got to do 40, 60, 80 hours. We need to have, you know, $200,000. So great place to be. And take your talents that I can tell you from the time you answered the phone to when, I mean, we picked up and connected to when you talked about knitting. That's your passion, love. Write a book. Do a blog. Do an e-book. Find a publisher. There's some great publishers. Prima Publishing, they do really a lot of how-to books. So there's a lot of things there for you. All right. What I want to do is I am going to just jump on. I don't have much time. Shannon, sweetie, from North Columbia. Let's talk quickly, my love. I'm sorry if I'm going to talk really, really fast, but.
Excuse me, Carol.
You're okay.
the cough.
You just have so much to say. We just need to get it out.
I know. I think that's it. Thank you, Carol, though, for taking my call. I don't know where that came from, but.
So I'm going to ask you a favor very, very quickly. Go to your seventh chakra, your crown. And go open, 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 and let that energy flow in. Those vocal cords will immediately start to kind of unwind. Yep. So let's go ahead. Now ask me about your son.
At the end of October. And can you hear me all right?
I can, babe.
All right. And I was asking you about my son, who's 5 and was having signs of type 1 diabetes. And interestingly, you were one of the only people who really said to me, I want you to keep testing. I want you to keep monitoring his blood sugar. While a number of other people, professional people said, you know, stop. You're driving yourself crazy, you know.
Right.
Quit looking, quit scrutinizing. And last week he was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes.
Good.
So it's a little bit of a blow, but it's also a little bit of a relief. Because I was putting a lot of energy into keeping him well, you know, through diet. And so at this point, I just want to get deeper into good control and what I can do for really good control and support. Who's going to be the support for me that will help to guide me down this path of really, just keeping him as well. Keeping him as a really well, healthy little 5-year-old boy who has a disease that is controllable.
Absolutely, it is controllable. And the fact that you got a diagnosis is a first great step in this, because now you'll start to shift your focus from what it is to how can we help him, what can we do to be able to create a quality of life that he's looking for. One of the things is that the doctor that diagnosed him is going to be one of your greatest allies. The next thing is there's a nutritionist probably in your area. You might want to do a little research. A nutritionist that is going to be your best friend. What you're dealing with is not going to be handled nutritionally, but nutrition is going to have a lot to do with it. So those are your two greatest allies at this point in time, my love. Unfortunately, I've run out of time, but you know what? I am so pleased for you, Shannon. Thank you so much, sweetie. And the best thing is that now you can be on the path where you can really help him. Wow. Where does this time go? Thank you so much for joining me. You can listen to the show in my archives. Light and love to all of you. I'm going to be back on the air next Wednesday. Join me. Have a wonderful week. I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to The Carol Reiberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reiberger.com. That's www.reiberger.com. See you soon.